Welcome back to Behind the Scenes. We're continuing our conversation with Dr. Donald Spencer, Vice President and Chief Medical Informatics Officer of the University of North Carolina Healthcare System, about IT, Information Technology and Healthcare, A Brave New World. Welcome to Behind the Scenes, Dr. Spencer.
Thank you.
You know, we were just having this conversation about really the challenges and the advances. And you said in one of our breaks, a question that you would ask most providers is, would you want to go back? And I guess the question is, go back to what? And would it be the same for patients?
Yeah, that is an interesting question. I read a study that was just published last month that said that 36% of physicians had an increased satisfaction with their electronic health record. Well, that, you know, means, Adam, that two-thirds didn't. We're less satisfied. But in that same survey, they asked how many of you would go back to paper, and that was 18%. Hmm. So doctors still have a hard time accepting a lot of the technology, particularly when they're new in the learning curve. But in general, they wouldn't go back to paper. They just realized that the problems with illegible handwriting, the problems with access to information readily, it outweighs the negative aspects of the electronic health record.
You know, Dr. Spencer, I hate to ask this just several months out from us turning into a new electronic health record in our system and your leadership of that. But as we're working on optimization now and trying to make sure we're using it to the best of our ability, what do you see, or can you even see, past the horizon of what's coming next in 5 or 10 years that these systems might allow us to do that we can't now?
Well, two things come to mind. First is, I really have been blown away by the voice recognition technology that we're using now in our electronic health record, because we looked at this 10 years ago and it was horrible. Now, voice recognition technology is blowing out of the water regular transcription. I'm glad I'm not a medical transcriptionist, because I fear for their economic health, because the voice recognition is so accurate now. So I think in the future, there's going to be more than just typing on the screen when you talk into the computer, more than just voice recognition. It will take those words and do something smart with them. It will help develop your problem list and make some suggestions for this or that medicine. I look forward to your generation as I retire, and as Adam's probably a decade behind me. I know that your generation, Christy, will deal with all those things and take care of us as we're in our 70s and 80s, right?
I hope so.
Well, Dr. Spencer, you look so relaxed and so happy. There's got to be something wrong. Do you have no friends here? What's going on here? We really want to know. No, I do know that the amount of time, the stress, I mean, the entire healthcare system, hundreds of thousands of visits and patients depended on this transformation occurring somewhat seamlessly. Tell us about what that was like for you.
Well, it was stressful. the night of go live for at least the UNC healthcare system, you have to take 800 patients that are in a bed in the hospital and transcribe all those orders from one old electronic health record system into a new one. There is no safe way around doing it by hand. And you have the clock ticks. You have to get everything done by 7 a.m. the next morning, or you're going to have chaos on the hospital wards. But we had a great team. We had 200 people of our UNC employees. We had at least 100 from Epic Systems, the vendor that we chose, to come down. And we had hundreds and hundreds of nurses and pharmacists and physicians who were dedicated to this project. Indeed, it was the biggest organizational project, I think, that our hospital system has ever done before.
Well, Dr. Spencer, we want to thank you for your leadership and for being on the show today and for taking some extra time for Behind the Scenes. Thanks, Dr. Spencer.
Appreciate it.